Gunther. Your child is at the Child Care Kitty Center. Your child's name is Carl Gunther, if you've forgotten about him. All little kitties that are hurt and sick and lost over to the kitty corral for their gathering. Duffy, yes. The Duffy crowd is down here in front. Duffy with the kilo. Well, before you begin, fellas, I would like to introduce the band.
Before you introduce
I don't know who this guy is,
but he ain't Bill Graham. Oh, we'd sure
thank you. That's the nicest thing I've heard today.
The Springfield Creamery for making it possible for us to play out here in front of all you folks here and God and everybody. This is really where we get off the best.
Well, I'm sure that these fellows are all familiar with you by now, but in honor of this occasion here in the flats out here, first I'd like to go over to Bobby Weir, or Bob Weir, I should never say that. Of course, it's my age. On the rhythm and picking, and of course you know all his songs or anything, but I have a little something for you, Bob, from all us folks here in, Eugene, I got it. Okay, that's for when you sing the songs, the Texan songs. Yeah, down in da 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 da. That's for that. Well, I hate to say personal problems over there, but we got evicted from our house in the middle of our walnut grove, and so this is the end of any of the walnuts we'll ever have again from Maple Isle. And I'd like to present this to Phil Lish, the bass player here. This is for this is a nice little thing here. It's for he's still working out good. I love the way he can do it all day long. He's steady and always has been. We're under attack here, some mysterious vibrations. But this is for who we've always called Bill the Drummer, who is in love with these guys. Bill the Drummer. Bill the Drummer. Moving over here, ladies and gentlemen, to the fella here on what you would say your left and my right, the lead Garcia player. No, the lead guitar player. Jerry Guitar. No, Garcia. Okay, now we've got a couple more items here. Over here on the piano is a newer addition to the Grateful Dead that I've met the last two scenes out and I've enjoyed very much, and I'm glad to send it to you now. Keith down here on the piano playing just some lickety split good old finger thumb movies. That'll be down here. Keith Gotcho. Keith Gotcho, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so then, we've run right through now. Another new addition for you who haven't seen the Dead here in Oregon for a while is Keith's young, beautiful wife, Donna, who sings with the band. And I have something for you, too, Donna. I don't know where you are. Okay, I got one more, and then we'll begin, which is for the man who has come straight out of our area from Pendleton, Oregon, to go down and coordinate activities in the Bay Area with lifting the equipment to the point where I gave him my bad back. Now he takes it over, so I'm going to give him a present for that occasion. I'm speaking none other than Ramrod. Grateful Dead.
Time.
Why, thank you. Please turn this up. For fuck's sake.
You are listening to The Street Beat Show. I'm Matt Linhart. I'm in the studio with my son, Ian, and we are listening to the Grateful Dead playing in Vineta, Oregon, at the Old Renaissance Fairgrounds on this day, August 27th, 1972. It happens to rank up there easily in the top five favorite Grateful Dead shows, and sometimes they even said most important Grateful Dead shows loved by fans and the band. Of course, picking, you know, the best show is such a relevant thing, so they kind of steer away from that that label, but important and well loved. So the you heard the introduction by Ken Babbs of the Merry Pranksters. There's a little bit of background I can unpack for you before we continue with this show. But first, you know what I'm going to do? Give you station ID. So a little bit to unpack for this show. First, I'm not going to be able to play the entire show. We have, even if we had a full-length session here for Street Beat at 2 hours, it would still leave us with at least 45 minutes of music not able to give to you. So I'm going to be a little selective with the lineup. The occasion for them playing at the Renaissance Fair was that the early on in their lives of the Grateful Dead, they were closely aligned with the Merry Pranksters, with Ken Kesey, the Electric Kool-Aid Tess. Also, the Kesey family, Ken Kesey of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, etc. His family were worked in a creamery business outside of Vineta, Oregon. So they were already in the business of, you know, providing half pints of milk for the local school. They had started to get into yogurt and developed a customer favorite called Nancy's Yogurt, which you can walk up to Hammer Weekon and look in the refrigerated section and find some tubs of Nancy's Yogurt. It's the same creamery. And they had kind of fell upon some difficult times financially, and I'm not sure, I can't really recall what it was, and we want to get to the music as quick as we can, but the Grateful Dead were called upon to help out, and they answered that call, one, because of their, you know, old alliances with the Pranksters and Ken Kesey, and also because the yogurt was popular with them in the whole organic food and different way of living movement that was just burgeoning in the early 1970s on the West Coast. So here they are in Oregon. It is 94 degrees. They're playing outdoors to nearly 25,000 people. Their stage is 10 feet high, and it is facing the setting sun. So their instruments, they're getting hot. They need to take a little more frequent breaks to get hydrated, salt tablets, etc. So in the midst of that kind of difficulty of having the setting sun in your eyes and roasting on stage is some outstanding music. So let's keep going with the next on our in the show with a little bit of banter from Bob Weir and company, but we've got Sugar E coming up here.
Just one.
loves the cool fool. Never could do no wrong. You had everything sewn up tight. How come you stay awake all night? Just one thing I ask of you. It's just one thing for me. Please forget you knew my name, my darling, Sugar Ray. Shake it, shake it, Sugar Ray.
Okay, we're continuing with one of the most loved shows for Grateful Dead fans and band members alike, and this is the 82772 at Renaissance Fairgrounds in Vineta, Oregon. And we've just left Sugary, and we're going now into Me and My Uncle.
Bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe, that being the point, just about halfway. Didn't you know it was the hottest part of the day? I took the horses up to the stall, went to the barroom, ordered drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle, no, my body hurt. In summer, I took off my shirt and I tried to wash off some of that dust and dirt. West Texas cowboys, oh, they's all around. We're lingering money, oh, they loaded down. Soon after payday, though it seemed a shame, you know my uncle, he stopped friendly game. He was a high low jack. One of them called him, and then two more accused him of cheating. Well, oh no, it couldn't be. I know my uncle, he's as honest as me. Hey, I'm as honest as the Denver man can be. That's me. One of them cowboys, oh, he starts to doubt. Well, I'm famous, won't go up. Fusion, my uncle grabbed the gold. You know that woo-high tail that down the fence of gold. Cause of those cowboys, I know they go. Little my uncle, God rest his soul. Taught me good love, taught me all I know. Taught me so well. I grabbed that gold and I left this bit out there by the side of the road.
Now we're going to take another break in the show. We're going to bring you the Tongass Journal so that we can then launch into a 15-minute-ish China Cat Sunflower into I Know You Rider, and I'll give you a little introduction to that following the Tongass Journal coming up right now.
It starts with the sun. Add to the sunshine nutrients from shore or brought to the surface from the depths of the ocean by natural underwater currents. Next, add microscopic plants floating on the surface of the ocean. Together, these three ingredients form the start of the most amazing food web on the planet. Hi, I'm Rita Beyer, and this is the Tongass Journal. The microscopic floating plants on the ocean surface are called phytoplankton. Like plants on land, these small microscopic plants combine nutrients with sunlight to form food in the process of photosynthesis. Phytoplankton gives the ocean its green color and also provides food for the smallest animals in the ocean, the zooplankton. Many different small animals make up the zooplankton, including young clams, shellless snails, jellyfish, and most importantly, krill. Because they are weak swimmers or can only float, the zooplankton move with the ocean currents. Krill is a tiny shrimp-like creature that averages about 1/2 inch in length, but may grow as long as an inch. One small krill may not seem like a feast, but krill have a habit of swarming together to form large red clouds in the water. It's these swarms that are the foundation of the ocean food web. Squid, sharks, seabirds, whales, and fish, including salmon, feed directly on krill. Many of these animals become food for larger animals. Krill are not the best swimmers, but they do migrate daily. When the sun is shining, krill may be at a depth of 450 feet. On cloudy days, they may only be as deep as 180 feet. At night, krill return to the surface to feed on phytoplankton. This daily migration helps them stay out of sight of predators like seabirds and whales. Unfortunately for the krill, this method of avoiding predators doesn't always work. Humpback whales feed on shrimp, fish, and krill. Each humpback whale eats over 2,000 pounds of krill a day. On the opposite end of the scale, blue whales eat only krill and eat up to 8,000 pounds a day during the approximately 120 days they feed each year. 8,000 pounds of krill is equal to about 40 million krill a day. Comparing the number of whales to the number of krill they eat each day, you may think that the ocean will soon be out of krill. Current estimates suggest that the southern oceans have around 600 million krill. Off the coast of British Columbia, there is an emerging krill fishery with a harvest limit of 500 tons annually. After further research, scientists will know better if commercial harvest can continue. In the meantime, there does seem to be enough krill to feed all the whales in the ocean. So the next time you're out in a boat, see if you can spot a krill cloud. It may not look like much to you, but to many ocean creatures, it's their only food. The Tongass Journal is brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and KFSK Petersburg.
Okay, now we're back to the Street Beat Show, in which we're playing as much as we can of the fantastic show back on this day in 1972. It ranks up there easily with the top five most loved and important Grateful Dead shows. And we're still in what we may call the first set, I believe. And we're going into one of the best, you know, selected, you know, it's all relative to what you favor, but they, the Grateful Dead did China Cat, Sunflower, and To I Know You Rider from the 60s to the last year, 1995. So, you know, you can have your preferences, but this ranks up there. And what people really enjoy is that transition between the two. So once you can kind of hear that they've left China Cat, Sunflower, and they're heading into the next song, just kind of listen to how just inspired they start to sound. So here's China Cat, Sunflower.
Thank you. face, bandana like a woman. I gesture like a diamond, but I just a leaf of all colors, blaze a golden string fit up to a double.
baby, from rolling in your
I told you my friend Durango would be back before we knew it, and here he is now with a report of the water situation, which has become very dry in the area, with probably still another 3 hours to go with the intensity. So there's going to be, according to his report, if they get it going, a fire truck will move slowly along there and spray out from its nozzle. Now, you dig, the water coming by is not drinking water, so save your drinking water and use this for the rubbery water, the body-soothing water. So you save a little conserve. Oh, this is, see, the report from the Action Central is conserve your water.
don't you come around here anymore.
Hey, we're going to go take a short break and drink something because it's real hot up here and regain our energy. Yeah, cop a couple salt tablets and try again.
And you're listening to Street Beat Show here on KFSK, and we're playing highlights from the one of the best shows that the Grateful Dead played. And it was on this day, August 27th, 1972, in Vineta, Oregon, the old Renaissance Fair ground. And it was for a benefit for the Springfield Creamery, which to this day brings us Nancy's Yogurt. All right. I'm going to jump to one of my favorite recordings of Birdsong. And it's up there with many others as too. And if just for your own curiosity, if you ever want to see what the show looked like, there is a pretty sure on YouTube you could see a Birdsong performance of Birdsong. And then at the top of the hour, it'll bring us to the top of the hour, and then I'll bring you the weather and kind of introduce you to another song.
Yeah. sing the sweet song again. You know why. So sweet is passing by. Laugh in the sunshine, sing, cry in the dark, fly through the night.
Once again, the little kitties are over in the tent. I just got a report phoned in from the tent that they're over there calling for their mommies and their daddies who would like them to wander by and say hello to them and let them know that everything's okay up this end. Just keeping the flow on the go.
Little commentary from Ken Babbs of the Merry Pranksters. And I kind of, over the years, have started to enjoy his little, you know, coming to the mic and giving updates on this festival, which is quite unique for Grateful Dead shows. Usually, you know, rarely they had an introduction, and then it was just go music with maybe a little bit of commentary from Bob Weir, Phil Lesh, you know. But this pretty steady Ken Babbs coming to the mic and saying, you know, parents, go find your lost kids in the kiddies tent or, you know, because of the extreme heat. Hey, here's what we're doing about the water situation. And it's kind of growing on me. And that was Birdsong, one of the most favored bird songs recorded. And I agree. It's got something special to it. And we've been listening this past hour to this monumental show that took place on this day, August 27th, 1972, at the Veneta Renaissance Fairgrounds, Old Renaissance Fairgrounds in Veneta, Oregon. And to benefit the Springfield Creamery, which makes Nancy's yogurt. All right. Now at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock, we've got the weather. Here it is. Today we have a chance of showers, and we're going to have highs from 60 to 66 with light winds. Tonight we have decreasing clouds, slight chance of rain showers in the evening, patchy fog, lows around 50 with light winds. Friday, our increasing clouds, patchy fog in the morning, highs 65 to 72 and light winds. Friday night, chance of rain showers in the evening, and then rain showers late. Saturday, starting our weekend, we do have a rainy day with rain showers and highs in the upper 50s. Southeast winds around 10 miles per hour, and Saturday night, rain showers and lows in the lower 50s. Okay, let's continue with our show. I probably have, we have 30 minutes, actually a little less, but I'm going to bring you kind of the crux of the show. The show is also known for its deep exploration on two tracks. One is Playing in the Band, which I'm not playing today, just time constraints, and also content. It's kind of once these guys left the song form in Playing in the Band or in Dark Star, it's kind of appreciated by what some call the initiated. You know, it takes the right setting. Maybe at the workplace isn't quite the spot, or in your car, but I'm going to play Dark Star, and might be the only time I ever play Dark Star, but I'm going to play about 10 plus minutes until it starts to journey out of the room, you know, and I'll fade out and kind of remind you what song you're listening to. Then I'll kind of take you to the end of the track and hear how it just on a dime pivots to just a cowboy song of theirs, El Paso. It's kind of cool. Because the track really is like 31 minutes long, and we're not going to do that. Okay, so without further ado, and maybe for the only time, Matt Lenhardt will play Dark Star for you. Here it is at the Veneta Renaissance Fairgrounds. And that's where I'm going to fade out for the time being. Dark Star, after 13 minutes in, they start their, or yeah, not 12 minutes in, they start the actual singing of the of Dark Star. And from there, it's another 15 or so minutes of exploration. But we're going to go forward a little bit to where they're coming out of Dark Star. And it's pretty crazy. And they've been crazy, you know, for a few minutes, exploratory crazy. But then just in a matter of like 15 seconds, they're over into El Paso, the Marty Robbins tune that they covered often. So just to give you a little taste of that. And then we'll close out the show with a couple of fun tunes like Sugar Magnolia and Casey Jones. So hang on tight. Hope you're enjoying the show. And yeah, let me give you like 30 seconds there. Okay. All right, back into Dark Star, coming out of Dark Star into El Paso.
Pain in my side. Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, little kiss ain't Felina good.
Okay, that was El Paso coming out of Dark Star. And do not adjust your radio. This is the Grateful Dead. Okay, well, I've enjoyed giving you this show today. And just once more, the credits is that it was a benefit for the Springfield Creamery, which had ties to Ken Kesey. Ken Kesey's family owned it. And, of course, there's the tie to the Grateful Dead, and they were just kind of asked to come up and give a show at the old Renaissance Fairgrounds of Vineta, Oregon, on this day, 1972. And it turned out to be quite a show and a favorite to deadheads and critics alike. So I'm Matt Lenhart, and my son Ian has joined me in the studio today for Street Beat. Hope you've enjoyed the show. And in the final minutes before the NPR update and Steve Barry with High Country, we're going to hear Sugar Magnolia, and we'll see you back here next week. Have a good rest of your day.
Rushes down.